Now it's time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist, Joey B. has researched grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B. Outdoor Science and Nature. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Title of the show, The Mink Whisperer. And today you will find out why I am The Mink Whisperer. I have this passion for fly fishing. The East Coast, Montana, Wyoming, specifically Yellowstone National Park. Standing in a river and you got to stop because there's 100 buffalo coming through. Standing in a river and you got to stop because there's a herd of elk on the side. But I thought this show was about minks. I'll get there, as usual, in my roundabout way. Anytime I go fishing, I take my camera, my fly rod, and lunch. Never forget your food in the wild. I mean, hey, me and those of you that know me, I don't go anywhere at all without food. And this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or in one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. So here is my mink story number one. Where I fish, there's a beautiful waterfalls on the Rockaway River. I try to go there on off times. This is when I can have the river all to myself. I often joke and say, like, I don't like people. What I'm really doing is, like, I just don't like people in the wild. Like, you're just looking for that peace, that serenity. Hey, part of it is fishing. I mean, hey, I love to fish. But part of it is just being there and on the river and just having it to yourself. So I quietly and officially stalk my way on a game trail all the way to the river. And when I say stalk, people are like, what do you mean you stalk? Well, I stalk the same way that animals do. I've often mentioned this. I've learned it from my professor, Dr. James Halfpenny, who is the world's most renowned tracker and stalker of animals, written so many books on it. And from my great friend, Jim Bruchak, Native American. And Jim and Dr. Halfpenny have written many books on tracks and scat in the Northeast, the South, etc., stalking. But I spend so much time. So when I am going to the river, hey, do I want to fish? And the answer is yeah, but what else is going on there? So I stalk my way and I get there. Remember, I'm an environmental scientist and I want to see all that nature has to offer. So I get to the river with the waterfalls on my right, as well as a rock ledge that's gradually rising up to the waterfalls. Across the river is a deep hole, and I catch many trout there. Yes, I release every single one of them because that's what I do. So I set up my camera and my mini tripod, and at the corner of my eye, directly across from me, there is movement. Could this be the box turtle? No, see, here's the box turtle story. A couple years back, I take my nephews Wyatt and Dylan. We go here to go fishing, take them on a trout adventure, and on my trout adventure, I catch a largemouth bass. Go figure in the river, so I release him back in. And I'm not joking. We're on one side of the river, and the river, the opposite side that I'm speaking to you right now, there's a huge rock ledge on that side. It just goes up maybe about 50 feet, but straight up. And all of a sudden, we just see something bouncing, literally bouncing, boom, 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 rolling sort of off the ledge, bounces, and it crashes on the bank on the other side. And I look across and I go, guys, it can't be. And I don't know, but a box turtle walked off the ledge, fell all the way down. It's a good thing that he fell. He hit shell side down, which means he was safe. Wyatt and I went over to the other side because Dylan would not stop fishing. That's it. We all have that passion. And we went over there. I flipped the box over. He sort of just shook his head. And went, okay, thank you. And off he went. No, this wasn't that movement of a turtle. It was that weaselly movement. Like if you've ever seen a ferret, you know what I'm talking about, the way they move their bodies. There was a mink on the banks. He didn't see me, but I could see him as I'm bending down to start the video camera. Fortunately, I had my digital in my hand, so I didn't want to just have any like rash movements. So I went real slow, couldn't get to the camera, the video camera, but I had my digital in my hand and I just stood there. And about 3 minutes later, because what happens is He makes his way over to the bank. He pops himself into the river, which gives me now the opportunity to move. See, when I'm out in the wild, I move when the wind moves. So, you know, it's like if there's a sound, I move. So I just waited for him. Because once he pops himself into the water, I just said to myself, before he comes up, I've got the opportunity to put myself in a position. So he ends up popping up on a rock that's right outside the waterfalls. So I'm babbling because I have this picture in my mind. I'm going, this is what he did. And you see, I went there to go fly fishing for trout. He pops up and guess what? He's got a trout in his mouth. And I'm going, two things. I'm excited for him. I'm taking pictures because you see, I was able to climb up on that rock ledge while he popped into the water. It wasn't far from me. And I am sitting there going click, 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 click. And I'm taking the pictures. And then I'm realizing, wait, wait. If this guy is catching a trout a day, there's a reason why there's less trout in the river. But hey, guess what? That's his food. That's okay by me. Maybe I should try fishing that way too. Diving. Nah, I think that probably, hey, it might be fun, but I don't think it's going to work for me. So it must have been like Thanksgiving Day for him. You know, like at Thanksgiving Day to me is, you know, we all, it's like the eat fest, and then you just sit there and you go, oh, I'm full, and you watch some football, and you're just sitting on the couch. And I think he just finished the trout, plopped up on the rock there, and just he hung out. So here I am just watching again and just taking as many photos as I can. And all of a sudden he dives back into the water and he made his way to that rock ledge closest to the falls and closest to where I was sitting. Then he made his way up, and I'm just going to call it this mini ledge. It was sort of just, I didn't even know that it was there ever, because since I never saw a mink walking on it. So he begins to walk up this little ledge, and it's coming closer and closer. And I am not joking. He is now about 2 feet, 3 feet below my feet, literally below my feet on this ledge. And he stops and he has no idea that I am there. And I'm just like hanging out going, all right, don't breathe. Don't snap a photo. Let him just do what he's got to do. Now he is directly below me. So what happens is I let him move on and he is just moving along and he just literally walks up the ledge, past me, down to the riverbank, looks at my camera, looks and just, you know, my fly rod's right next to it, looks at it and goes, I know the people, the human and guy people that do all this stuff. And he just looked at it, went into the river and he popped and he was gone. But it was just the coolest little under my feet look. And this show is brought to you by Barkerstown Brew, the advanced hydration drink for dog. 6 natural great flavors. Go to BarkerstownBrew.com. So let's find out what makes a mink so unique. Here's an excerpt from Dr. James Halfpenny's book, A Field Guide to Mammal Tracking in the North America. So Dr. Halfpenny writes, minks' aquatic mustelids, because remember they're in the weasel family, are closely related to the weasels, but are significantly larger. Minks are seldom found far from water, where their principal diet includes fish, muskrats, birds, crayfish, mice, and amphibians. Activity is chiefly nocturnal. Minks generally travel alone. And I'm gonna let you know, and I'm taking a break from the book for 1 second just to give you this excerpt, that they are chiefly nocturnal, but I've seen a couple of them out during the day. Tracks are often found in the mud or snow at the water's edge. Prints are less distinct in the winter. The point most common gait used by the mink is a 2x bound and is secondly the 1-2-1 lope. And that means when they're moving very quickly. Minks will slide down riverbanks as otters do, but slip is much narrower. So you see those little mudslides, and there it's called a slip, and it's much narrower there. Minks also dive under the snow to emerge short distances away. They may travel under the river ice during the winter, surviving by using air pockets. So you got a little bit now about like what do minks do, what do they look like, and I'm going to get into full characteristics later on. So here's mink story number 2, and this is about their playfulness. Well, I often kayak on the Wanacue River. I'm babbling. The Wanacue Reservoir. The Wanacue River is what runs into it, and I'll get to that in a second. Well, the Wanacue Reservoir is 3,000 acres of water. And me, I was about joking before about getting lost, getting away from people. I can go out on the reservoir and sometimes, and I'm not exaggerating, sometimes I am the only kayak on the reservoir. 3,000 acres of water to me, that's why I call it the home court. If I'm going for a workout, some days I will actually paddle all the way across the reservoir, back, forth, load up my truck, go home. Most days I'll paddle, you know, sometimes it's for fitness, whatever, sometimes maybe a little fishing, relaxing, whatever I'm doing, but just a great place to be. I often fish there with my brother-in-law, Rob, my nephews, Wyatt, Dylan, sometimes Coach Gorski, my good buddy, Steve. Steve is the one who played the drums on the Joey B's Outdoor Adventure theme song. Well, there's a little water inlet, and that happens to be from the Wanacue River, on that one corner or the reservoir. Well, one day, with my kayak, I quietly stalked down the inlet. People go, you're in a kayak, what do you mean stalk down? Well, that means these paddle strokes that I take are so short, so quiet, and I just call them soundless strokes. And I look on the riverbank, and there is Mama and Papa Mink there. And they were as playful as otters. And I'm sure you've seen lots of documentaries with otters and the playfulness. If you ever go to a pet store and they are selling ferrets, ferrets are in the family, and you take a look and you will just see them wrestling and having the greatest time. My two ferrets, Scat and Kusaw, they would just battle and have, I mean, they would chase each other. It was so cool to watch this. Well, I'm also going to let you know that on the side of the bank, because typically they are solitary creatures, so they're together when it's that mating time of the year, and they are just wrestling around on the bank, and they have no idea that I am there. So my digital camera, because it was with me, which it usually is, so I went snapping away, click, 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 click. Well, the photo I took was of them, and many photos, but the one really cool one is just like sort of like prancing and pouncing on each other, and they just kept doing this as they were working themselves up the river and away from me. The whole time they did not know that I was there. And that's why it's so important to be quiet. Again, anytime you're out in nature, just be quiet and you will see all that nature has to offer. So they were there and they were gone. And let me tell you about my ferret, Scat, and Kusaw. Well, I was doing some wolf research. One of the Asian scientists working with me, his name was Tomo, and we're obviously tracking scat, you know, wolf scat, that's le poo poo. And I'm saying, you know, Tomo, like, how do you say scat? And he thought about it for a while, and then he turned to me and he said, Kusaw. And I go, what's Kusaw? He says, poop. He says, there's no word for scat, so he says, Kusaw. So that's where my ferrets got their name. Sorry for it, but that's just, hey, I sort of guess that's who I am. Well, the very next week, so by the way, I am bouncing around here. So going back to my stalking on the Wanacue and seeing the ferrets in the photo. So the very next week, I was taking one of my former players, Teray, and his friend from France, kayaking on the Monksville. I brought them into the inlet, let them know what we needed to do, and showed them, just prior to, like, how do you stalk in a kayak? And we went there, and all of a sudden, the two minks, they're on the same bank. And the tag team match was on, and they're just having the greatest time. They were amazed that the minks were like just this awesome, beautiful creature, and this awesome, playful creature, too. So let's talk a little bit about mink characteristics so you have a little better of a picture in your mind of what they are. Their bodies are long and sleek, about 2.5 feet long, and a third of their body is their tail. Stubby little legs and a long neck, small ears and eyes. Their fur color, and I love this, is brown to black. And they have a little bit of white on their chin and their throat. Their fur is soft and covered with a waterproof oily hair. You see, this is why when they dive into the water, it's almost like they're repelling that water. And let's talk names, which they have cool ones. The males are boars. The females are sows, and no, they are not pigs. That's their names. And the babies actually end up with two names. They're cubs or kits. The range, and you could find them U.S. and Canada. They're in the weasel family, which means they have a scent gland in them. So there's this slight aroma to them, and you would know that by their cousins and so on. Their habitats. Now, this is pretty great. They move into the burrows of muskrats. And sometimes muskrats are living in there, but they eat muskrats. So it's like, well, guess who's coming to dinner? Well, your dinner guys just ate you. Well, and that does happen. And sometimes they'll find little openings on the sides of the banks, and they'll live inside of these openings. We spoke about some of the diet before, but a couple of things we did not speak about. They eat rabbits also, chipmunks, ducks, birds, snakes, mice, shrews, frogs, and we already mentioned about the muskrats, and we also know that they love fish. Well, now, for the past few weeks, see, bouncing into another story, I've been restocking a river with Trout Unlimited and the state fishing game. I'm up there putting more fish in at rainbow trout, just having the great, and I do mean this. I love to fish, but I also love the replacement. You see, that's giving back to nature. And actually, that's what last week's show was all about. So whenever I get a chance to fish for one of these rainbow trout, I do, and I'm a catch and release guy. Well, this week, the river was running really high after a rainstorm. And I knew it was too high to fish, but I ventured up to the river anyway. For me, nature is just seeing it firsthand, just to see and know what it's all about. So I hike up to the back section of the river, and the first thing I see is I see a wood duck swimming by, and one day I'm going to do a show on them because they are also an awesome animal. So I quietly stalk up the bank, and I'm maybe 100 yards, and I look on the opposite side, and there is a mink, and he is just diving into the river. He wasn't diving into the river because of me, because he had no idea that I was there, but he dives in, and he is now swimming across, and he pops up out of the water on my side of the river, right at my feet. And he did this because I am the mink whisperer. He looks up, and in minkdom language, he says, "Holy poop." He's like, "Oh my goodness." And he dives, like you can just see his eyes like bulge out. He dives back in. You see, wherever I go, the minks, they seem to find me because I am the skunk whisperer. Until next time, enjoy life's adventures. You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free, and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.